don't think they'd say hello to me. Well, they probably would. I'm just being a bit mean. And there's people kissing on boats and loving on the boats. I wish I was on a boat. A little boat, just moored up here. I bet I wouldn't want to be on one in the winter, though, because apparently they're for a reason. But, okay, in the summer. Right, I'm going to start again. So, here we go. There, I've just reached Hampton Court on the riverside, and it's a really beautiful first view as you come up. There's beautiful golden gates and a statue, and it's a driveway right up to the building. I mean, I've had a really lucky day today. I'm nearly at the end, but I just wanted to describe this because it's so lovely. Obviously, this house belonged to, God, I can't remember his name, and was taken away by Anne Boleyn and given to Henry VIII. Wolsey? Nope. Well, anyway, he died, I'm sure, of a broken heart, but absolutely stunning gates and designs on here. So I'm going to carry on because I'm nearly there, and then I'll talk to some people when I get to the end. Well, I'm coming up to the finishing line. Can hear the music. I'm going to try and cycle and hold my recorder at the same time because I want to see if I can do it without crashing. Be a nice little finale. Okay, I can see the finish line, and I've been a good girl, and I'm cycling with one hand, and yes, I'm coming into the finish. It's got a few people here, a little bit flash, just coming through now. And they're all cheering me. Thank you. Yeah. How have I done? What time is it?
It's 12:25.
Thanks very much. So I've completed it, thanks, and I've got my medal. So I'm a top girl. I'm on my own. There's a lot of people around. They're just chilling now. I think I deserve a nice cup of tea, because I didn't get a decent one, and I'm going to talk to some people as well. So the band's playing. They've come through because it's quite a big deal to finish it, really. It wasn't a very difficult course, but it's hot. Well done, fellas. It was hot, wasn't it?
It was hot.
Was this a slow one for you?
Yeah, pretty slow.
Okay. Do you do a lot of these races?
No, it's my first one.
Oh, well done. Well done, fellas. It's quite good, but I'm definitely going to go and get a cup of tea. Well, I think, actually, doing this and not being competitive and waiting, it's done me quite good, actually, because normally I would rush through this. But I left Southwark Park at 9:30, and it's taken me about 3 hours. And normally that would be a big no-no for me. Do you think you deserve that beer?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
I should bloody well hope so.
Why? What do you mean you should go?
Well, I've started a long way to get this.
How long did it take you?
1 hour, 27 minutes.
You deserve that beer. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
Emma is the one that introduced me to this race last year. We met on the London to Windsor race.
We did, and it was a great race. And I told her that this was a brilliant ride and to do it, and she's done it.
I've done it.
I hope.
I enjoy it. It's really easy, actually, but I can't believe it's taken me so long.
Oh, the thing is, though, it takes so long because of all the London traffic and having to get off your bike, on your bike. Bit of a nightmare. It's not consistent. It's not just straight roads, but it's great fun.
What, not like the London to Windsor?
Yeah, it's easier on the London to Windsor because you don't go on so many roads.
That's right, because it normally takes about 2 hours.
About 2 hours, yeah. And it's is it less? Oh no, it's you go, well, you've got two choices on the London to Windsor, 29 miles or 37, so it's not much in it if you choose the long ride.
Thank you, Emma. It's really nice to meet you again because I thought about you all year, actually. You're one of my cycling people, and I'm sure I'm going to see you again.
You'll probably see me on the London to Windsor, no doubt.
Is that the next one?
The next one for me is the London to Brighton, but you have to register for that by February to get a place.
I don't know if I'm ever going to do that, Emma. I don't know if I fancy it.
Do it. Even if you only do it once, it's the best ride I've ever done, and I love it. All for the British Heart Foundation as well.
How long does it take you on average?